Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Greg Pickle. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings is introducing their mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now. Make sure you use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for the first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Greg, it is time for Ask Greg. And I'll tell you what, I got to do a little shout out here to AJ from Los Angeles. He was our winner 2 weeks ago. He sent, he tweeted out his picture with the sporting the KSN polo. Looking good, AJ. And let that be a lesson to the rest of you winners. Send us your pictures, good looking pictures in your KSN polo, all right? Greg,
sounds good to me, Jim.
You've got a KSN polo. You got to send this. Send us a picture. Let the fans know.
Amen to that.
What a good-looking guy you are, and even better with the KSN polo. All right, let's get to our questions. Let's start with Rob from Columbus, Georgia. He says, Greg, a couple weeks ago, you guys were discussing how full the quarterback room will be and the possibility of a transfer. Generally speaking, if more talented kids are coming in, isn't some degree of transferring a sign of better talent and depth?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I mean, obviously, I think everyone comes in with the idea that they're going to be the one to win the starting job, and they're going to be the one to take Penn State to, you know, a national title or the college football playoff or whatever. And some guys, I think, have more patience to wait around for their turn to other guys. And, you know, we've seen it now a couple of times where kids, you know, they say all the right things, they do all the right things, but ultimately, if they don't think they're going to be able to get on the field as fast as they would like, they end up going somewhere else and they end up taking a different route. So it'll be interesting to see how that all kind of plays out. I think that can certainly be a part of it. I don't think it's the only way that happens, though. The only sign or thing to take away from it, you know.
I think Rob is a glass half full kind of guy trying to put the positive spin on it. So good for Rob. All right. Next up is Dan from Berwick. And I think this is Dan's been, because he's from Berwick, he listens to me specifically, and you'll understand why when I give you the question. Dan says, it seems there's many debates about one running back or two. Gee, who's been saying that all along? Well, Dan's point is, at slot receiver, like KJ Hamler, you would sometimes run him, like some of those reverses, and running backs do sometimes catch passes anyway. So isn't the real debate about whether you want Devin Ford on the field or, say, a receiver like TJ Jones? And that's what the decision comes down to. What do you say, Greg?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. I think it's something that certainly what could make sense and could work out for Penn State. I mean, you know, it's not those two specific players, but it kind of goes back to the Micah Parsons conversation, right? James Franklin talking recently about this idea that, you know, if you take Micah in, if you put Micah into the offense, that's fine. Then you have to take Journey or Jahan Dotson or somebody else off the field, which is problematic. So I think ultimately, you can have that conversation, TJ Jones, Devin Ford. You could have that in a number of different ways. The fact of the matter is we don't know enough yet about how Kirk Straka sees the best version of this offense to really be able to answer that question. But certainly I think that's one option that they could have down the road.
Well, I like the idea of getting more as much talent on the field as is reasonable. So, hey, look, if you have 100 great running backs, that doesn't mean you play them at offensive line, but within reason, get the talent on the field. All right, next up is James from Revere, Massachusetts. James says, if there's one big improvement in the passing game this season, do you think it's more likely to be because of wide out play, better pass protection, better quarterback play, or better play calling? He's got everything covered.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you break up this, Jim? You know, I think the things I would be most optimistic about right now are better offensive line play and better quarterback play. And I think play calling will go into both of those things. But, you know, along the offensive line, they have a position coach who seems to have a very good plan to get a veteran group to the point where it plays like one of the best in the country. And then, you know, with the quarterback play, I really think Kirk Straka is going to have, Sean Clifford in position to have success. And, you know, that's going to be because they develop him more as a quarterback, and also because he obviously is going to put, I think, Penn State's offense as a whole into a better play calling situation. So I would expect all those things to improve. And if they, excuse me, Jim, if they don't, obviously I think a lot of people will be disappointed, and it's not what we're expecting, because it does look like that, you know, really all of those areas should see reasons, have reasons for improvement. And now, of course, you know, like always, it comes back to execution on the field. There's no doubt about that. But I like what we've heard so far about the virtual part of what Penn State's been doing. And now, of course, they got to find a way to make it happen, you know, whenever they get back to campus.
Yeah, I think the good news on this front is all of those areas that he named have the potential for improvement. This is probably the best offensive line James Franklin has had. You've got the returning quarterback. People are excited about the new offensive coordinator. And the hope is that a couple of the wide receivers step up their game. So all of those areas could see improvement. All right, next up is Andy from Falls Church, Virginia. And before I get to his question, I want to mention this one's a bit of a precursor to our next segment, where we're going to talk about some of the unintended consequences to whatever decisions are made come the fall with the type of college football season. And Andy, I think, brings up a good point here. He says, if a college football team is not allowed to play this fall, how much damage will the program take if other teams are playing? He says, imagine the transfers, decommitments, and negative recruiting. Do you think it would be as bad as the NCAA death penalty? So what he's saying is, hey, you know, teams over here are playing, teams over here are not. If you're on one of the teams that isn't going to play, wouldn't you be considered the transfer portal?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously a part of the conversation, and there's so much a part of the conversation. Obviously, there's a lot that's going to have to be figured out here. And, you know, we've seen Oregon come out. Oregon, you know, the leaders out there say, you know, I don't know if they said probably not or definitely not fans in the stands, at least through September. We've seen some suggestions that maybe teams will just play a conference schedule this year and it'll be no non-conference games. I mean, there's so much to figure out. And Jim, how do you get 65 or 60, whatever it is, Power Five schools on the same page? And how do you get the conferences all on the same page? Because it just feels like what might be right for the SEC might not be right for the Big Ten. And what will work in the Pac-12 may not work in the Big 12. And everyone keeps talking about being fair and having an even playing field and a level playing field and all that. And it sounds great in theory, but in practice, I just don't see how it's going to work. And some of the things that are pointed out here, I think, are a big reason why. It's just going to be a challenge to put all of the pieces together in such a way that, you know, everyone has the same opportunity. Everyone has the same, the chance to start on time at the same time and all that. So, yeah, this is certainly a part of the conversation as well, all those things mentioned.
Well, and the NCAA could try to make things fair by, you know, going to the lowest common denominator. If there are some schools who won't be ready to a certain date, then you make everyone wait till that date. The problem with that is, what if there are some outliers and James Franklin, and we'll hit on this more in the fourth quarter, but if there's just a couple teams that, because of their region, they're staying closed, do you keep the rest of college football closed? That's a very tough question. All right, let's get, speaking of tough questions, let's go to our next one, which is Jim from Dallas. And Jim asks, if you were James Franklin, what would you use to your advantage when recruiting top prospects over Zoom calls to make Penn State stand out?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the first thing is that, you know, they didn't have a lot of the stuff needed in place, like the virtual tours and things like that. So I think they've probably done a lot of work for to get that, you know, to get that done. But, you know, one thing I think that they can do to make themselves stand out, we've heard some players talk about it, is, you know, they're so big on this idea of, you know, we want each kid to have so much contact with the coaches on the staff that he doesn't actually know who his lead recruiter is. And so that can be, of course, easy to do in person, but it can be harder to do over the phone. But in a Zoom meeting where everyone can log into a link from anywhere in the country, I think that, you know, that is very easy to do and very simple to do. So, you know, it looks to me like that's probably the easiest way they can stand out at this point in time, is having all the coaches together and really pitching the same message to kids and the families at the same time.
All right. Next up, we have Aaron from Houston. Greg, really enjoy listening to the Keystone Show on a weekly basis. If the 2020 season is delayed until the spring, would the Vegas odds for Penn State winning the Big Ten increase or decrease, assuming the following players sit out the season? And he lists some of the Penn State players, and he lists Justin Fields. I think what you have to just figure out is who would lose the most talent, right?
That's correct, yeah. I think that's probably the thing you'd have to figure out the most is, you know, who would have the biggest or the worst ramifications from all of this if guys would sit out a spring season. And it's hard to say right now. I understand the question and the idea behind it, but, I mean, we don't even know when they're going to get back to campus to start a season, let alone who could sit out based on that season. So, you know, I think it's something that we'll have to watch for if and when that would take place, but I'm still going to hold out hope now that we have football in September or October at the absolute latest.
Yeah, I hope so too, but this is just another situation where what are those unintended consequences of shortening the season or moving the season to the spring? And we're going to be addressing a lot of those questions. I'm not going to say all of them, but we're going to hit on as many of them as we can in quarter number four, when we're also going to name our winner for the Ask Greg segment. So stick with us.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.